Thank you for tuning in for our teaching today. Hope you're blessed and the hand of the Lord mightily upon you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let us pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let us look to you, Lord, this day that you might anoint your words, anoint this teaching for today, and God, that we might receive the anointing and full portion, that it would go out and touch all that will receive the word of teaching today. God, grant it is our prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We want to teach today on a thought, take it by force. And if we might look in Matthew in the 11th chapter and in verse 12, we find these words. And from the day of John the Baptist unto now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. And I want to teach on that thought for a minute. Today, we have to be strong in our faith. And this word violent here does not mean that we're going to go out and break out winter lights and do all that kind of destruction things. But this is violent in faith. We've got faith within us that we're not going to take what the devil does to us. We're not going to run and hide, as old saying goes. But we're going to stand our ground, and we're going to execute faith as the word of God has says, faith is substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Without that faith, it's impossible to please God. So we must apply faith to our daily lives. And a lot of people are just getting boxed around every which way with the devil. But I'm telling you something, we've got power in the name of Jesus. We've got authority in the name of Jesus. Then if we look to Luke in the 16th chapter of Luke and in verse 16. The law and the prophets were unto John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. This thing is something that we have got to have a made-up mind. There must first be a willing mind within you. We must have that desire for the things of God, and we must be, just in a totally made-up mind. We are going to overcome the devil, and the devil is a loser. I read the last chapter of the book, and he can't ever win. He's never going to win, and he has no hope of winning. We are the children of God, and we have the authority in Jesus Christ. He gave us the keys of the kingdom. He said to Peter, he said, he told him who that he was. And he said, thou art Peter. And he explained to him that he was the Christ. He asked Peter, who do you say that I am? And this is the message of the word of God. He is the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the Son. And he has that authority that he's given to you and I. And he said, upon this confession, he said, the gates of hell are not going to prevail against his church. He said, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is that authority that we have been given. We have the keys to the kingdom. We have the authority. We have power to bind. We have power to loose. We have power to set free. And we take that authority that's given to us in the name of Jesus, and we tell the devil, devil, I'm not taking no more off of you. I'm not taking your junk. I'm not taking your lies. You are defeated at Calvary. You are the accuser of the brethren both day and night. You have to make it clear to the devil, you're not going to let him overtake you, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And Yuri asked that question. Let's turn and read it in Matthew in the 16th chapter. And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah are one of the prophets. That's in verse 14. Right before that, he asked these words, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And then back down to 15, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to them, blessed are Simon Bar-Jonas, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, see, it's the confession that Jesus Christ is Lord, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This is the promise of the word, and this is that authority we have in Jesus Christ. And then in Ephesians, we find these words in Ephesians 2 and verse 5 and 6. Christ had this mind, and we've got to take on this mind also. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. This is the mind we must have. We must have that mind within us that we are an heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ, and we have received by the authority of his word the power to bind, to loose, to set free. We got the power to cast out devils. We got the power to do all these things in the name of Jesus. Then in 2 Timothy, if we would go there for just a few minutes, and we'll find some powerful verses there in 2 Timothy in chapter 1, and then if we would look at verse 6 and verse 7. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. And then listen to verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. That's that authority that we have. That's that authority we have in the name of Jesus. Not a spirit of fear. We don't have to be afraid of the devil. We don't have to be afraid of our shadow. But we can stand strong in the word of God, knowing that he's given us power. That which Acts 1 and 8, that's reading, is so important to have the Holy Ghost. He said, you know, tarry at Jerusalem under you, be endured with that power from on high, and you shall receive that power. That's the promise to the Christian. The New Testament church had the opportunity to receive the power of God, and we have that power today to overcome the devil, and who has his love, and we have that sound mind. We can think this thing through in the Spirit. You know, we're not walking in the flesh, but we're being led by the Spirit, and as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we're overcoming the devil in every area of our life that we focus on the understanding of God's word. He's give us the power. He's give us the authority. But you have got to use it. A lot of people say, well, I'm just waiting for the Lord to come and do something about it. There's a lot of things that he will do something about. But there's a lot of things you're going to live with until you do something about it. Because God gave you a free will, and he made man with a free will. And he's not going to come and make you serve him. He's not going to come and do everything for you. But he set the truth and the word before you that you can be an overcomer. And you are an overcomer in Jesus Christ. And you can take that authority and use that authority. And that's the violent force I'm talking about. That's a violent man of God. Amen. That stomps his foot and say, no, 1,000 times, devil, you will not defeat me. I am an overcomer in Jesus Christ. And I see the devil throwing everything he can throw at the church today, at the Christian today, at in the individual. But we got to stand up and take authority in the name of Jesus, and we got to exercise that power that God has given us. And then in Matthew, if we go back there for just a few minutes, in Matthew in the 28th chapter and in verse 18, I want to look there just for a few minutes, 28th chapter, verse 18, and that verse simply says this, all power, talking about the power of God, all power. And that verse 18 makes it real clear to us when it says these words. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, not some of it, not part of it, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And he explained to us what we're to go do. We are to go, therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. And this is the promise of God. All power is given to us. And then if we go in the closing chapter 16 of the book of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, verse 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, listen to what they're going to do. In my name, this is talking about the believer. This is talking about the Spirit-filled believer. They shall cast out devils, and they speak with new tongues. And they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. There again, that's the promise of the Word of God. And then if we go over into the Old Testament and we look in Isaiah, we're going to find in chapter 10 of Isaiah, and this is also very powerful to those that will receive it. The Word of God is only good to those that will receive it. You've got to be willing to receive from God and receive that anointing. Now, in the 27th verse of the 10th chapter, we find these words. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and the yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. That's the key to this thing today. We have got to have that anointing of God. We've got to have the power of God Almighty moving and working in our soul. And it's there for us if we will only exercise it and use it and believe it. All things are possible to him that believeth. We've got to believe this word. We can't just casually say, well, Lord, you know, if you want to, Lord, you can heal that person. He said, command ye me. You've got the authority in the name of Jesus to command that demon force that's coming against you to be loosed in the name of Jesus. Satan, I bind you. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. Learn to use that name of Jesus. You learn to use the authority wherein that God has given you and that boldness that God has given you through the Holy Ghost and tell the devil he is defeated in Jesus' name. He is defeated. We are overcomers. The Bible said they overcome him through the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. We've got to have that positive testimony that we are overcomers in Jesus Christ. And that authority we take, and that is the violence that I'm speaking about today. The violent take it by force. You know, the Bible says if any man draw back, you know, his spirit is not going to have no delight in our soul. We've got to be those that press forward. We got to be those that stand our ground. We have that authority to speak to the things that are not as though they were. As we speak this word, as we speak in that authority, then the demon forces lose their hold. But as long as the devil works on your mind and convinces you that he's got the upper hand, you're going to be defeated. But read the book. Read the book. He will be cast into that pit, bound for 1,000 years. Then he'll be loose for a season. And then he will be cast in that bottomless pit, the eternal lake of fire that was prepared for the devil and his angels. And my friend, you don't want to go there. You go there as an intruder. You're not wanted. Satan just has a grudge against God, and he wants to destroy you. and you don't need to go to that awful place called hell, to stand up, take authority in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you now in Jesus' name to give that authority to those that call upon your name. Let people realize they have that authority in your name. Give them victory, save the lost, heal, set free, and deliver is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Till our next teaching, may God bless you.